Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome back. Listen, I have made a noise about being busy today, but never have I ever been this busy. And I am absolutely loving it. I am a creature of conversation. The great news also, by the way, is while we had Masiviwe earlier on, the chat on depression, very much important topic, I must say. You know, Abuti Desmond, I'm going to share this with you and I'm not even going to greet you first.
Yes.
Last year sometime, after going through so much, there was an organization that came to Radio Pulpit and they said they're offering free counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just always one of those people who thought I had my emotions under control. But
yes,
after having my twins, who are now 20 months old, mm-hmm, I realized there was a need to get emotional assistance.
Yes.
So I advocate for it so much and I'm grateful that organizations such as Heartlines are saying, we're here for you.
Yeah.
We're here for you. And while at that, another important factor that Heartlines deals with, mm-hmm, one that's very close to my heart, Fathers Matter.
Yes.
Fathers, you know what I like about the title Fathers Matter?
Yes.
For me, it says it matters for a father to be involved,
mm-hmm,
but it also says you as a father matter enough to us as Heartlines,
mm-hmm,
that we want to make sure we coach you through this fatherhood thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
I love it because it doesn't just focus only on the children, but on you as a dad who has been looked down upon, mm-hmm, because, mm-hmm, they couldn't provide perhaps or, yeah, anything. So I'm really glad that you are here today. So how are you, but Desmond?
I'm well. I'm glad to be here.
Sounds like you're not too sure.
I'm sure. You know the challenges that I spoke about,
mm,
earlier. And yeah, traffic is one of those things that can really take out the air inside, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm happy to be here. I love the segment Anxiety.
Yes.
Masiviwe is doing a great job. And I hope a lot of people were listening and taking notes that anxiety creeps in the smallest of ways.
Yeah.
But the build up and the breakdown after that,
mm,
if you do not take care of the little things, they build up and they create a monster. And unfortunately, that monster is created by us.
Exactly. Listen, but Des, let me do this. Let's just take the song and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Coming through there, you might have heard even my voice on air saying something, but it's okay. It's absolutely all right. We're back with you. My name is Luko Mkwediputi, and in studio this afternoon, I've got Desmond Chauke, and I'm absolutely excited to have you in the flesh. Probably haven't seen you in 3 years, but hey, here,
yes,
we are.
We are here now.
But Desmond, let's get right into it. So how can young individuals actually engage safely and constructively with a social father? Because this term social father came up last week.
Yes.
So how can they then engage safely and constructively with a social father?
Yeah. So first things first, this young person has now found an elder that is willing to take them under their wing,
mm-hmm,
willing to walk this journey with them. Now, the most important thing that as a young person, number one, is to have realistic expectations. And when we're talking about realistic expectations, we're talking about those expectations you have of a social father.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is someone that you are meeting and both of you are strangers to each other.
Of course.
The most important thing that you need to set before every other thing is clear boundaries.
Mm.
Remember that this person is not perfect and they also make their own mistakes.
Sure.
So have those clear expectations so that at the end of the day, you understand that this person is there to help me grow. They may not necessarily give me everything that I want, but they will give me the things that are important. And it's crucial to communicate feelings, how you are feeling, because this is someone that is an adult. Someone that in the community might be trusted, but whenever you feel uneasy in that situation as a young person, when you feel I've chosen this person to be part of my life, but at the same time I have this uneasy feelings about this person, it's important that you make sure you let other people around you know about these things, because you will never know that you are entering into a space. For instance, a social father is involved in mentoring you, obviously, but they don't stay with you and they visit you. At the same time, they say, come to my place. That is not a safe space to create. So as a young person, think about, okay, I want to meet this person. Where can we meet? Can we meet at the open place, a park? And because those things, they help, especially if the relationship is between that male social father and a female
social daughter, so to speak.
In fact, even the same gender, you know, because we don't know some of these things. So it's important to approach this. And I think the biggest thing is to create a safety net or a safety container where everyone feels, okay, I'm in this place. This young person is trusting me with their lives. I cannot compromise who they are. And we forget those things sometimes, you know. We're so relaxed and thinking, ah, I can invite them in my place. But who is there? If it's only the two of you, for your own safety, for the safety of the person that you are a social father to, make sure that you open yourself up to be trusted, and the young person communicates those things. If you feel I go right, find people that you can talk to who can then guide you and show you the right way.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up, Yazibudez, because if you think about it, oftentimes there are social fathers who present themselves as responsible fathers who want to play the role. And sometimes they step up to the occasion because there is a needy child. And unfortunately, it might not be as easy to distinct the intentions of the other person. You know, a child can go innocently and the intentions of the social father are not necessarily pure.
So, and
I think it also goes back to something you touched on last week. I'm not too sure. I think you spoke about the moms or the other parent being involved. Because then if a child, and sadly, some of these children find these social fathers because their biological fathers are not necessarily involved, or some are no more. And so it's important for the mom to safeguard that relationship as well.
And we cannot leave the responsibility only to the child who's being looked after. And at times, I think it happens a lot. I mean, I meet this umfundisi in my case, and I take a liking to him, and he does the same thing, and he's like, I'm taking you under my wing. But at the same time, as a parent, you're like, Saturday, Sunday. You show very little interest, because it's like agayenzi isn't dobezenza abanye abantwana on the weekend. But at the same time, this person that you're entrusting them with, have you sat with them? Have you seen them? Have you spoken to them? Have you outlined ama boundaries from your side to say, as a mother, I am there, and the father is still alive. You are not taking the role of the father. You are taking the role of a father figure, where the father has stepped down. You are now being a positive influence. You are now being a present influence that my child can confide in. I want to know you. Let's have coffee. Come to my place.
Maybe you might show me blind spots that I can't see in my child.
True, true. And at the same time, I might even show you that, you know what, this is actually a perfect mentor for you. With regards to your psychosocial well-being. Yeah. But at the same time, you find that I know this person.
Exactly.
They have a history. And those things are important for parents to be there. We've heard stories of how coaches were there for young people, but later on we hear the opposite of what those coaches have done. And a young person doesn't necessarily feel free because they also blame themselves to say, but I allowed them in my space, I trusted them. And these are the things that happened. But at the same time, I feel as a social father, there are things that should be innate in you that prepare you to be a social father as well. And obviously these are things that we're going to speak about as well, where we address those positive things that when, as a social father, you should be aware of when you are engaging Nomdana. And now that I've opened that conversation on, I can just give you a number of them. There are a lot.
But I was about to say, maybe let's get to those social tips.
Yes. So some of the social tips, especially when we engage as social fathers, number one is that we should be a good role model, a good example. And my idea of a good role model is, I like to say this, the person that you are when you are alone with your own thoughts, with your own self, is the very same person you should be presenting to people. It should not it should not be a situation where when we see you out there, you are an outstanding citizen, in your own space.
Privately.
Yeah, shy.
Public success, private failure.
Exactly. That's why a lot of people, especially young people who want to take on the role of a social father, are afraid because they're saying, I'm not a good role model. Angwazi ukuyiphila lento engikhuluma kwabanye abantu. And inzima, because it means you must now walk the talk, not just talk the talk. And that's
walk it, integrity. Walk it.
That is integrity. What you do when no one is looking. I think that's the most important one. Number two, a skill of listening. It's one thing that a lot of us claim to have. What does it mean to be an active listener? What does it mean to listen to someone? And many of us, we found ourselves in situations where we claim to listen because we've given you the best answers we have. But sometimes listening simply says, I am empathetic to your needs. At the same time, I want to acknowledge that what you are saying is not wrong.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to provide answers because already young people have answers. I often tell people that young people have answers.
Yeah.
But they just want someone to say, oh, I hear you. So listen with an ear that says, I'm not here to tell you what to do because that's not my role. But I'm here to listen to say, I acknowledge what you've said and you can become a better person even with that. We want someone to be listened to. Number three, encouraging independence. This one is important and I want to put it in this way. A lot of times when young people find someone that is a social father, someone that can mentor them, be it at church, be it at work, in most spaces, there is that dependency that is there. But at the same time, dependency should not mean that I rely on you on everything. True. Sometimes you want something from me and I throw it back to you and say, what do you think? How can we solve this? It now becomes a we thing instead of a me thing.
True.
Because remember, a role of a father in the original context was to be all-encompassing. But unfortunately, I can't be all-encompassing. So I will teach you to be independent.
Yeah.
And that does not mean I'm throwing you away.
No, but I want you to be able to stand.
I want you to stand. Because how are you learning or how are you growing if I'm the one who's picking you up every time you are in a situation that requires you to stand up?
You got a point.
Yes. So at the same time, you want a young person to be independent. How do you then create that independency? It's important. We spoke about boundaries. We cannot stress boundaries enough because boundaries are what creates a safe relationship. Even when we decide to go our separate ways, it's not a thing of you know what, this person has hurt me. But it's a thing of, I've grown and I've gotten what was needed from this social relationship. In fact, it's not goodbye. It's just me saying,
until next time.
Until next time we meet. And next time we meet, we find ourselves in a space where we are a happy space.
Yeah.
The most important one, and I think a lot of us overlook this one, which is be patient and understanding. At times you find a young person that comes from a broken family, a broken system, a broken everything. How do you then become an understanding person? Understanding that at the beginning stages, their emotional needs and the psychological needs may become overwhelming to you.
Of course.
And you're thinking, what have I put myself into? I thought I was
getting, this child is too much.
I thought I was getting an A person. Now, imagine, you know. But at the same time, you don't realize that you being there and you being patient is actually helping the young person to grow. True. Is helping them to grow on the other side. But because you don't, you'd also, sorry about that. You'd also want immediate feedback, instant gratification. And that does not happen. There's no magic formula for that. Those relationships need to grow. I'll combine these two because there's like three left. Okay. So we spoke about teaching life skills. Life skills is important. Share your practical knowledge of how what you've gone through in life. Be aware of the power dynamics. Oh, this one. Power dynamics, what are we talking about? You recognize that power imbalance in your relationship and avoid exploiting or manipulating them. And this happens a lot. This happens a lot in our spaces where a leader can exploit the vulnerabilities or as a social father of the other. And it doesn't have to mean it's exploitation of a sexual nature, but in many ways where the other now feels as if I'm no longer feeling that
father's love.
All those things. So if those things are something that you love doing, it should come from your heart.
True.
But it should not be as if it's a payment. The last one, seek support for yourself. Because mentoring can be challenging. Remember, we are social fathers, but we're also mentoring.
Exactly.
It can be challenging. And there are certain things that you're like, okay, now I'm in deep. What do I mean when
now
I say
I'm
in deep? Self-care. Seek self-care as something that is able to then revitalize you as well, so that you can come back fresh in this relationship that we're creating. I think those ones are the ones that are most important as a social father that you should be navigating once you find yourself in this relationship or this social contact that we're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, but you just want to tell me, in instances where guardians and biological parents are present, how can a social father maintain a healthy relationship with the child's biological parents? Remember, we touched on this earlier.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. This one is interesting because we speak in terms of the biological father. It's a complex situation because we know the situation. 60% are not there. The 20% that are there are not active. They are not present. They are not a guiding source. But it's important to seek out whoever is available. It can be an uncle. If the father is not available, it can be the grandmother. And communicate what you are there to offer so that you do not appear and now people are asking questions with, what is going on?
There's certain things we now suddenly don't understand.
Exactly. So at the beginning stages, create communication, which is crucial. It's important to keep the child's best interest at heart. Mm. What does that mean? Uhlangana nabazali, so uyabatshela ukuthi, I am here because I saw a need to be part of this young man's life, this young woman's life, because I see them going far. Mm. I am offering my support psychologically, emotionally, and whatever else that I can do. Mm. Are you accepting of what I'm trying to create?
Mm.
And that is crucial. Because abazali bangathi, ayi siyakuzwa kodwa siyunderstand le nto le. Kanti esikoleni bayilanda abantwana. Kanti in. And if you find those backlash, then it is your duty to then say, thank you. I wanted to be of help. But if this is not something that you are appreciating, then it means the relationship won't work.
Of course.
Because if you force things, then whose interest are you serving?
And there's going to be clashes.
Mm. We did say that don't try to be a replacement. Approach the relationship as if you are an additional support.
I love that.
Kaningi must drive imoto, a company ni mabas 2 mile, but when are we additional drive?
Mm.
It means you're not taking the front seat, but you're coming in whenever there's a need. Ngikhathele, ngiyakudinga ke manje ukuthi uthathe front seat.
Yeah.
That's your role. You are taking this front seat whenever you are asked to do so. In not every situation, but in some situations.
So in other words, there's very much clarity of who the main is.
The main is
Siyamas. Should assistance be needed, you are relevant for that assistance.
Exactly. We are there to offer support, not to be the main.
Yeah.
And I think this comes out clearly in certain situations. Situations like where a person is a coach of a soccer team or a coach of any sport, we know what you are there to offer.
Mm.
Even though we know you can offer more, and that's where the relationships we speak about communication, because as a coach you realize with this child needs more than just me coaching them. They need the psychological, they need the spiritual, they need all these things. And as headlines, you know, we've created resources for that. But all these things we are doing as social fathers, so that we provide the care and support that is needed, not overstepping our boundaries, fostering that cooperative environment that is focused on a child's best interest. In fact, you can count me in as a co-parent. That is because I am there to help you wherever you need help. But I'm not there to be the main parent.
True.
And we know co-parenting is also complicated.
Yeah.
But asikho lapho sikhuluma ngale ethi umntana sizama ukumkhulisa ngale ndlela lena. Nami ngifakeni ngizokwazi ukuthi ngifake umbono enginawo.
And you know, you made a very good example, but there's of like soccer coaches.
Yes.
You know, there's been instances. I remember my twin brother used to play soccer, where the child might come home a bit later than usual.
Mm.
And if there's that trust relationship between you as that mentor and the parent, now this is going for any other mentor or social father, then the mom knows, no, my child is with Desmond, she's okay.
Yes.
My child's with Desmond, he's okay. You know, they're probably running late.
Yeah.
So then when you walk in there, the mom doesn't shout. It doesn't become a huge deal. You know, and also as a social father, you're also able to pick up certain things where you're going to be like, mommy, I'm picking up these trends. Maybe let's look what direction it's going to take.
Yeah.
That's teamwork.
Yeah.
That's, and who's the core focus? The child.
The child. The child is a team. And that's true. I think what you're mentioning is so, so, so important. The ultimate goal, I think, with being a social father, besides the other things that we've spoken about, is a trust that needs to be created between the parents who've given birth and the parent that is stepping up to say, I want to be a social father. Once there is that harmony, then I know umntanami la khona unaye u social father wakhe kahle kahle unobabakhe umnakekela njengobaba, even though they are not the original father, and they are proud to say that.
Yeah.
And that's the social, that's the goal as headline to say, be there to a point where the child feels that, you know what, there is harmony at home.
Yeah.
No. I'm there and there, everyone is looking out for my best interests.
Yeah.
And that is the goal of a social father. Looking out for the interests of the child.
Imagine being a center of attention because everybody is making sure you're taken care of.
Oh,
must be
man.
Very nice.
I wish I was that center of attention.
But Des, you mentioned that there's a tool that men who are social fathers can use. This is one of my favorites, actually, from Heartlines.
Yes.
You know, I even mentioned that early on, you know, fathers matter. And so Heartlines are saying, because you matter, we want to make sure that you're in good spirits.
Yes.
That you're playing your role effectively. Mm-hmm. And also, we understand that you're not necessarily perfect.
Yes.
You know, you're not perfect. You're doing your best, mm-hmm. but you might need assistance. So, if you can tell us more about this tool.
Yeah. So, the tool you're talking about, we created a WhatsApp-based tool. It's an AI tool. Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligent. So it acts as a second brain, an intelligent brain that says you have a situation, you are a soccer coach, you are a pastor leading young people, and they come to you with difficult issues that even when you open the Bible, you're like, yo,
never seen this one before.
So what do I do? The WhatsApp coach is able to then tailor make responses to suit that situation, the situation that you are in currently, and gives you answers immediately. You have young people, they need certain issues they're dealing with. You deliver them with precise, and I'll even think, Kanti, why do you understand this into summer 2000?
You know?
But you have a social coach, which you have a WhatsApp coach, and the number of the coach is 060-058-2107. You enter that number, say hi, it will respond, it will give you answers, it will give you prompts, it will give you ideas of how to enhance your relationship with the person you are mentoring, the person that you are a social father to. It's a tool. I've been using it. I'm happy. I'm one of the happiest social fathers. Made mistakes before, but it has helped me to then become a better person.
I love that.
And also for your own issues as a father, you have issues, you find yourself being angry and you don't know what. Put it there and ask, how do I then respond better to my own children? As a mother yourself, you have issues with your child. It's a tool for you too. It's not just for social fathers.
Wow.
It's for everyone.
It helps in disciplining and raising a child.
Exactly. And disciplining in the right way.
Oh, yes. I love the sound of that. I think it's very important, but Desmond, also to just give us more details, as we begin to wrap up. What would you like the people to remember about social fathers?
Social fathers, I think one of the most important things, especially in our country, is that social fathers can indeed make a difference. But we, however, need to be vigilant. Hence, we're talking about the things that we're speaking about. Our children remain the most extremely vulnerable to perpetrators who at many times are close and trusted by the victims. But this does not stop us from celebrating those who play a positive role.
True.
Especially in the children's life.
Wow.
So it's important that we acknowledge the differences that we face, but fight the good fight.
Wow.
Because this is the good fight that we're trying to fight as Heartlines.
Love to hear it. Lastly, I've literally got less than 10 seconds.
Okay, let's do
if you can give us maybe a website, how do we keep in touch for more information, tips and tools?
Yeah, besides the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach, let's meet on fathersmatter.org.za. Let's meet on Facebook, it's Heartlines.za. Let's meet on Twitter. In all social medias, we are there, and we're there to provide information that is there to enrich people and change values.
Wow. But Desmond, thank you so much for coming through. We will touch base again next week.
Thank you for the
invite. Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you too.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Your source for Christian inspiration. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.